November the 9th. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Colossians 2:6. If we have received Christ himself in our inmost hearts, our new life will display its intimate acquaintance with him by a walk of faith in him. Walking implies action. Our beliefs are not to be confined to our closet, but we must carry out into practical effect that which we believe. If someone walks in Christ, then he acts as Christ would act. For since Christ is in him, he is his hope, his love, his joy, and his life. And he is the reflection of the image of Jesus. People say of that man, he is like his master, he lives like Jesus Christ. Walking signifies progress. So walk in him. Proceeding from grace to grace, run forward until you reach the maximum degree of knowledge that anyone can attain concerning our beloved. Walking implies continuance. We must continually abide in Christ. Many Christians think that they should spend a little time with Jesus in the morning and evening, but all day long they can give their hearts to the world. This is a poor way to live. We should always be with him, walking in his steps and doing his will. Walking also implies habit. When we speak of someone's walk and life, we mean his habits and practices, the constant character of his life. If we sometimes enjoy Christ and then forget him, if we sometimes call him ours and soon lose our hold, that is not a habit. We do not walk in him. We must keep to him, cling to him, and never let him go. We must live and move and exist in him. Acts 17:28. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Persevere in the same way in which you have begun. As Christ Jesus was the trust of your faith, the source of your life, the principle of your action, and the joy of your spirit at the beginning of your Christian walk, so let him be the same until the end of your life. Let him be the same when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Psalm 23:4, and enter into the joy and the rest that remains for the people of God, Hebrews 4:9. Holy Spirit, enable us to obey this heavenly command.